Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wook, and we are live. It's an amazing day. Saying hi to everyone around the nation. Hope you're staying as warm as possible. Our show today, we're going to be talking to Carolyn Burgess, and she's going to talk with us about how we share our story. So welcome to our program, Carolyn.
Thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure being here.
Awesome. Share with our audience a little bit about your background.
Well, I am a video producer, director. I like to call myself a visual storyteller. And 5 years ago, I discovered Toastmasters. So I discovered the oral storytelling, and I love that. So I consider myself a communicator.
That's so awesome. So through the Toastmasters, probably as you were getting up and getting in front of groups of audiences, you started to realize that really what we're here is to share our story. So let me know what happened and what unfolded for you in the area of how you could use your gift with people out there in the business world.
Well, storytelling goes way back. I think it's the oldest form of communication. And people love stories, especially if they are compelling stories. And we talk about the caveman, how they drew stories on the wall, and that's how they told their stories. But stories go way back. The Bible is full of stories. But people learn through stories, and stories are what...
I totally agree. Yeah. That is,
yeah,
I mean, it's so true. You're in a videography business for so many years. So if you got with somebody and they just had no idea where to begin, what are a few things that you would suggest for them to just get started so that they could tell their story through a video?
Well, first of all, you have to think of who you're speaking to. So let's think about the audience. And then you have to think about your message. What do you want the message to the audience to be? And from those two elements, that's when you start to craft your story. So if you're going to tell a story about your business, what do you want the people to know about your business? And what do you want them to do once they know about your business? So then you can start telling your story. And I think that a lot of businesses miss the point when they don't get personal and just tell the story in the way that they speak. No corporate speak. Just tell a straight, simple story.
Is that also because the marketplace is so crowded and that we just, there's so much that we have and there's so much that we see that we're looking for a way of connecting with other people and we're looking for something where we can relate and, you know, maybe where we can put our heart versus only just your pocketbook?
I totally agree with that. Emotions tie people together. So if your story can pull in emotions, I think about the commercials that one of the big grocery stores do, that they do during the holidays, and how you don't even know who is the company, but you see the story, someone going home for the holiday, and you follow the story. It's only at the end that you see, oh, it's this grocery store. I won't say the name of the grocery store. But if you can pull in the emotions in the beginning, then people will buy in. They will buy into your story. They will buy into your company.
Oh, I love that. So how does, you know, I think one of the things I've seen in the media, and it seems to be really common, and I don't know if it's growing or a trend, but when you involve more like animals in a story, if there's animals involved, or if there's children involved in a story, somehow it takes us into like a whole different level of connection. Can you share a little bit about that?
We always say that animals and children sell. So if your video can pull in the cuteness of a little kid saying something that's just adorable, then people are going to stop and look and listen. And, of course, who can resist animals, especially cats? I think they're the biggest animals on the Internet right now. But if you can pull in animals and little kids into your story, and people will gobble that up.
And I wonder if it's a sense of being innocent, or if it's a combination of innocence and, like, authenticity. You know, thinking that the child's not really selling you anything. The child's just being, you know, a child and sharing with us, you know, the wonder of the world, or making us smile, or making us, like, forget some of these really heavy things that are happening out there as an adult, which we seem to be burdened with. The kids, somebody was telling me today, like, the kids have no fear, whereas the adults, you know, they have to think about stuff, they're not sure, they doubt themselves, even with all the greatest amount of talent. But the kids are just out there doing, they'll just get out there and do something.
I think you hit on it. I think it is that innocence, that we can think back to when we were that age and we didn't have to worry about the burdens of the world. And just seeing that kid enjoy things through the innocent eyes. And I say that you actually relive through the little kid. So that's a great point, the innocence of the kids. Yeah.
So now in the area of storytelling, we're very clear that all of us have a message and a story, and if people can relate to our message, we have a better chance of them doing business with us, because it distinguishes us from other people. So it gives us our uniqueness out there. How has the marketplace changed in terms of telling the story and the length of the story that we tell?
You know, we like to say that our attention span used to be much longer years ago. Now, well, I would say years ago, maybe 20 years ago, if I did a 15-minute video, I would think, okay, this is a good length. People will sit through this and listen to this and watch it for 15 minutes. Then it went to maybe 10 minutes, then 8. I think right now people have 5 minutes tops if they sit through that. And to tell the truth, I think television did that. You know, the length of the segments between the commercials, that's about as long as our attention span was. And now I think the internet has done it. And you know, if you're trying to load a page and not even 3 seconds goes by, but if it doesn't load, you're clicking on to something else. So I think media has changed our attention spans.
Oh, wow. Especially when we started to get more into the time tier of social media.
Yeah.
And the combination of all the medias that people can get, like, in an instant. So recently, I looked at this website where people tell their story in 6 seconds, and it's called Vine, VINE.com. And I said, I can't say my name in 6 seconds. How does somebody tell an entire story, become a Vine celebrity, collect millions of dollars from advertisers, and be, like, you know, 20 years old? What is this Vine?
I think that the shorter the amount of time you get to tell your story, the more creative you get in telling your story, the more senses that you use to tell your story. And our younger people today, they're really good at this because that's how they grew up. They grew up with that short attention span. And, yes, 6 seconds. That is just amazing to me, and I'm just really blown away by the creativity.
Think of this. We are very used to producing the shows, like 30-minute shows, you know, where we have 24 minutes of content and 6 minutes of commercial.
Right.
And then I'm thinking about it. 24 minutes at 6 seconds, I think that's like a year's worth of content in one half an hour. I'm loving that. Now, can I get paid on? If you and I can figure out how to get paid in that 6 seconds, we're there. I am there.
Yes, sign me up. But that is just amazing. The internet has so many things on there that you can tell your story through blogs. If you think that your story needs to get out there, or you just want to tell your story, I say start a blog. and tell your story,
right?
You'd probably be, you'd be amazed at the people who will read it and who connect to you. That is just very interesting, the blogs that I've seen.
Wow. Well, yeah. The thing about the internet is, it's like if you're used to, if we go back to the times where it was just the traditional media, you know, your regular stations, and you wanted to be more than local, well, you better have some huge money behind you, right?
Yeah.
And now with the internet, it's totally possible to sit down and type something or to put out a picture or some audio and send it out into cyberspace. And somebody sitting in South Africa or Australia or the Philippines or India or Russia, they could actually watch it or should listen to it.
Yeah.
And then if they liked it, they could send it to somebody else, like on a click of a mouse that's sitting on the other side of the world from where they are.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of the experts who's very good at telling stories. And he said, Lori, you know, when people get on a site like YouTube, 70% of the people that you, 70% now, Carolyn, that
mm-hmm.
use YouTube are outside of the United States. So what
wow.
an amazing way to get an international audience when
yeah.
you're working with the stats of 70% being, they already know, they're not
yes.
U.S.
Yes.
So
I
your
think
story
it,
could be global.
Yes. I think that people can go on, say, YouTube and start a channel. Of course, it's free. And you can compete with the big boys. You and your little camera in your living room, however you're going to do your video, if it's compelling and it reaches people and touches people and you get that following, you can compete with the big boys. And who are the big boys? The big stations. I've seen many people on YouTube who are earning money with their videos.
Wow.
I think that's amazing.
What do they do? Do they sell sponsorships to their videos, or they just get it seen so many times that the advertising dollars add up?
Well, when YouTube sees that you have a following, you have lots of people coming, what we say, eyeballs on the screen, you have lots of people looking at what you do, then YouTube approaches you and say, hey, I want to sponsor. We want to put sponsors on your page. And there's a young lady who loves to buy shoes. And she comes back and she gets on camera and she talks about her shoes. And she has such a following that the shoe companies started sending her shoes.
Whoa, I love it. You're
going to
tell me now she's like 18 years old or 21
yes.
years old. Or
Yes. She's
got to be.
Mm-hmm. Who would think of this? And
our
of course
kids, the age of our kids
exactly.
are out there and they're taking over the media. So I think we have to pay attention to what the younger people are doing
yeah.
and get a little hip out there. And I think we have to get away from our fear and just, you know, get a little bold and get out there and, you know, get on camera
mm-hmm.
and, Maybe we'll get together and we'll create some 6 seconds of footage episodes.
That should be a riot. That should be a
I'm hoot. Loving it. I love it. Yeah. And for those of you who have been listening, this is Lori Wilk, your host, and I've been speaking to Carolyn Burgess. She's just amazing in helping people tell their story through video. She's been doing this over 20-plus years. And I'm looking forward to having you come back and share with us more so that we can really educate people about sharing their story. I'm hoping you'll do that for me.
I would love to, Lori. I love it.
And I want to learn about this Toastmasters stuff you've been doing and winning all these awards telling the stories. Do people come to you and say, hey, I want you to help me craft my story?
Well, yes, they do. I'm waiting for people to come to me and say, hey, I'm going to pay you thousands of dollars to speak at my convention. But that's what it is.
Well, then we'll have lunch soon and we'll talk about it. That's totally a reality about how it works out there. And that the whole speaking industry is a whole other show, which we don't have time for today. Folks, I'm your host, Lori Wilk from Success Abuse. It's been so much fun, such a short time here today, but learning a little bit about the idea of telling your story and sharing it with the world. in whatever format that you can come up with, and just get out there and do something special. Carolyn, until we get together again, I'm Lori Wilk, your host. Be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.